shit, my drum.
Well, we have a quick sound check to go through to make sure that everything is working. Introduce you to everybody in the band. So,
no,
Cyril have all this stuff put together yet? Okay, let's start with Malcolm McNabb on trumpet. And Gary Barone on trumpet. And Tom Malone on the weirdest assortment of doubles you ever saw. Well, he hasn't plugged in yet. Okay. Bruce Fowler on trombone. Glenn Ferris on trombone. Tony Duran on slide guitar. Dave Carlotto on bass. Jim Gordon on drums. Ian Underwood is in Los Angeles trying to get Burt Bacharach's telephone number. Really? That's what Earl's wife told me. Is Earl plugged in yet? Well, come on, Earl. Don't you know these teenagers are waiting for you?
I ain't a teenager.
Hey, listen. Don't worry about it. Here at the University of Bun Hill. Sax.
name of this song is I'm Not Satisfied. Before we project into the new material, I'd like to play you another oldie but goodie that's been deformed slightly. Let's do America Drinks.
Oh, good, bro. Hey, what? Oh, yeah?
Okay, don't forget about those three bars that were cut out.
We did away with three bars. Tuba mic, please, Barry.
What?
We will now have a two-bar drum introduction.
Thank you.
name of this song is Montana. Hey, relax. I don't want you to hurt your throat so close to Halloween. Earl is playing the golden plumbing.
borderline. Wearing heavy duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand, and every other wrangler might say I was grand. My horse is little but mighty, so I ride him in the middle, and he goes by the name of Mighty Love. Coffee and give my foot a push. Me and Mighty Little by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and pick that floss throughout the dawn. I'm moving to Montana.
This piece features the members of the brass section: Malcolm on D trumpet, Tommy the tuba on whatever he chooses to play in that special area. Oh, are you going to do it on piccolo or what? Okay, Tommy the tuba is going to play it on piccolo when he gets to the solo, Barry. So I guess you have to pick him up through the trumpet mic. And last but not least, Bruce Fowler, who goes outside on the trombone. Barry, Earl is trying to call your attention to the English horn. This is in three sections. Part one, part two, and part three. In that order.
There you go. One, two, three.
Thank you. at that when he's at his bait. Or whatever you call it now.
Debris. Got the vocal mics working in the back, Barry?
Test, test.
Ooh, functional. My shirt says, Charp Hot Rats. Jumbos then and told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and pocket watch and everything else I found. Had that sucker hypnotized, it didn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said, the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
shattered with that cosmic debris. Go lay your story on Dick Barber, but don't you waste your time on me.
Thank you very much. All right, well, as long as we're back in the alley, suppose we were to just boogie off for a while. Aroo.
Batum.
This is a different kind of a boogie, you understand?
I don't understand.
All right, now this has audience participation in it, somewhat like Aru. Here's what you do. Signal number one, if you will please cooperate. All you have to do is when we go signal number one, snap your fingers just lightly like that, just so it makes a rustling noise, just like crickets. And signal number two, you have to sing a note that goes like this. Show me. Just go. Okay. But you gotta shake it going out. That's it. Okay. Now, the structure, here's the structure of the front part of this boogie. We'll get to the boogie in a minute, boys and girls, but the front part. The front part alternates the three trumpets and the oboe playing little dots. That's while you're going like this, see? And then this is interspersed with wah occasionally, okay? Now, let me see. There's four of those wahs before it goes to the thing, right? Okay, you got a bunch of these and you got four wahs. Now, three of the wahs last for four beats, and one of the wahs lasts for eight beats. The first wah lasts for four beats, the second wah is eight beats, and all the rest of them are four beats. What? The third one? The third? You only got three of them? Two beats? Forget it. That's right. Okay, there's three of those wahs, okay? Now, the first one's four beats, the second one is eight beats, and the last one is four beats. And if you really want to get erudite, you've got four bars rest before you do the first one, and there's two bars rest between the first one and the second one. And there's four bars between the second one and the third one. And then, well, let's see, maybe I'll hold this up every once in a while. But I'll show you, you know, the first thing you do is I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, and you immediately start going like this with, along with the trumpets, and then I'll cue you with number two for your wahs. Here we go. This is being recorded, by the way. You may be famous.
Yeah. Hi, Ma.
That's what he means.
In fact, if this goes on the record, we'll rename it the Bun Hill Shuffle. It's the least we can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have another new song for you that's never been played before. It's called Don't You Ever Wash That Thing. Peculiar bar structure. Okay?
Are you ready?
Don't forget the ending.
Who writes the music?
Shh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The name of this song is Imaginary Diseases. Imaginary diseases.
What? Wait a minute. Oh, the world. You can't start without the group.
My ears are
dead.
Thank you.
thank you very much for coming to our concert tonight. Good night. It's been a very nice audience.
Thank you. 12:05.